This is an executive summary of using mineral rights as replacement property in a 1031 exchange, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Most discussion of oil and gas 1031 exchanges is written from the seller's side, a mineral owner deferring tax on a sale. But the like-kind bridge runs both ways between minerals and real estate, and there's a growing audience on the buy side, real estate investors who want to exchange out of property and into minerals. For them, mineral and royalty interests are qualifying replacement property, offering income partly sheltered by depletion, exposure to a different asset class, and diversification away from a property-heavy portfolio. The challenge is that buying minerals is harder than buying a building. The market is fragmented and opaque, valuation is specialized, and the 45-day identification clock leaves little room for a slow search. This buy-side guide explains whether minerals qualify as replacement property, where to source them, how to diligence what you're buying, how to satisfy the identification rules in time, and the commodity risk you take on. Buyers coming from conventional real estate will find the full mechanics in our pillar guide on 1031 exchanges for minerals and royalties. Yes, qualifying mineral and royalty interests are valid 1031 replacement property for an investor exchanging out of real estate. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.